they milked the beverage soma, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation and bodily and sensual strength. Purport. In this verse, the word soma means nectar. Soma is a kind of beverage made in the heavenly planets from the moon. From the moon to the kingdom of the demigods in the various higher planetary systems. By drinking this soma beverage, the demigods become more powerful mentally and increase their sensual power and bodily strength. The words Hiranmayena Patrina indicate that this soma beverage is not an ordinary intoxicating liquor. The demigods would not touch any kind of liquor. Nor is soma a kind of drug. It is a different kind of beverage available in the heavenly planets. Soma is far different from the liquors made for demoniac people, as explained in the next verse. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyati Shatarini. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Shivasi Gaura Kavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the demigods made Indra, the king of heaven, into a calf, and from the earth they milked the beverage soma, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation and bodily and sensual strength. For all of us who have just joined our Rama Keli Bhagavatam lessons, we will give a brief summary and then go to our main subject, which is entirely different from this one. Once the earth, who was overruled by demons, was restricting the supply of the physical necessities for human beings. That is always the case when Mother Earth is maltreated or tortured by the burden of the demons. At that time, Mother Earth keeps her riches inside. She doesn't want to give good agricultural products to the demons, so she just keeps it. Also, gold is kept within the side by Mother Earth, who has possibilities to keep, to react and keep things, because she is not just an area of mountains and lakes. She's a feeling being, a person who naturally doesn't want to reveal her beauties and her riches to people which are just demoniac. So Prithu Maharaj became the next king after the demoniac rule of his father. Maharaj Vena was broken. And Prithu asked planet Earth, please give forth your riches. There was some controversial discussion, but in the end, Mother Earth was convinced, for here is the Lord. And now in these verses we hear how she gives forth again her riches. And one of the riches seems to be a beverage called the soma juice, which gives physical and mental strength. I want to give you a little personal realization on this. During the last months, I was fortunate enough to be able to go on an extensive pilgrimage, and I also visited the Himalayan mountains. I was very, very impressed how much riches there are in the Himalayan mountains. For instance, the air is a total different air than the air which you breathe here in normal places in Europe. The air is so full of prana that, first of all, I was a little almost, I could only say it, well, intoxicated is not really the right word, but I felt so well and mentally just so peaceful and happy. And I know it came from the prana inside of it. I also did not need to eat any longer. Can you imagine? Usually so hungry, but here the air alone gave me all strength which was necessary. And I sometimes took some herbs. Everywhere there are wild tulsi plants growing, and in the morning they offer a lot. Padre Vishal, such a mountain of tulsis. Can you imagine such a mountain? They throw the tulsis on the deities while chanting Om Narayana Maha, Om Nishinaya Namaha, all the different names of the Lord. 108 different names they chanted. Then the Lord is covered with such a mountain of beautiful Himalayan tulsi leaves, which are just, when you eat one tulsi leaf, you don't want to eat the whole day. There's so much energy in there. It's unexplainable. But there, also there, I saw how Mother Earth was so happy, you know, to be there to serve the Lord in the holy place. There were so many nice herbs. And the water was so energetic. It was just you just needed a little herb and maybe a little potato a day, and you just felt so different than eating this artificial Holland or Dutch vegetable. I think Admatapa Prabhu made this wonderful slideshow where he showed with direct proofs how at this time Mother Earth is just keeping everything, and the demons are making different types of vegetables, these chemical vegetables which grow from this water with some chemicals. Hare Krishna. So just compare the Dutch vegetables to the Himalayan tulsi leaves, you will see a huge difference. Anyways, when Prithu Maharaj came again to be the king of the earth, planet Earth was giving forth this beautiful beverage called soma juice, which takes care that the bodily and mental strength is becoming very much invigorated. Good. This is the verse. It has a very specific subject matter, and I will not pretend here that I will connect my subject matter to the subject matter of the verse. It would be too far-fetched to draw such a conclusion. I want today to talk about the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Krishna, Hare Krishna. 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and he came with the greatest possible gift to human society. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the scriptures as the Mahavadanyaya Avatar. That means the most magnificent incarnation of the Lord. And there is a reason to this. The reason is that Lord Chaitanya gives the most rarely obtained treasure of love of Godhead freely to the fallen conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes Krishna consciousness very accessible, zugänglich, for all conditioned souls in the age of Kali. When Krishna appeared, he placed a high condition on those who wanted to know him and develop Krishna consciousness. He said, "All will think of me, become my devotee, worship me and bring your obeisances to me." Then he said, in the next verse, "Give up everything else." Now it's very difficult to always think of Krishna, isn't it? Atada, Bhagavatam. Very difficult. It's very difficult to give up everything. Nishingananda. It is very difficult, Gaurangi. I think we all experience this, to give up everything. Whew. And all the thing of Krishna requires such a high qualification that it is very rare to see someone in Kali Yuga who can have this qualification. Lord Chaitanya, however, did not place such a condition. He just gave Krishna consciousness or love of Godhead without discriminating who is qualified and who is not qualified. He gave it even to Jagai and Madai. You remember when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up Jagai and Madai, he said to all his associates, "Come this evening to a kirtan. You will see a wonder." And the wonder was happening. They engaged in kirtan, and then Jagai and Madai came in the kirtan. All of a sudden they experienced the transformation in their heart. They began to cry and cry and cry. And at this moment, suddenly a black cloud was in the kirtan hall. And the cloud descended on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who became totally black. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interrupted his kirtan and he laughed and he said to Advaita Acharya, "How do I look?" And Advaita Acharya said, "Like Shyamasundar Krishna in Vrindavan." Of course, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. But here Advaita Acharya says, "You also look like Krishna. You look black." Do you know why Lord Chaitanya looked so black? Very good. These were the sinful reactions to all those innumerous sins which Jagai and Madai had performed, which the Lord was accepting on his own transcendental body. Therefore he became black for a moment. was gone. In Bombay we gave a class about this, a long class. But here we will just make it short. This shows to all of you how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts even very sinful people by taking their bad reactions and in turn giving them love of Godhead. When Yamaraj, the Lord of the dead, heard about this, he fainted with ecstasy. See, he has a secretary called Chitragupta, and Chitragupta said, "My dear Lord Yamaraj, these two, Zaka and Madai, are causing me extreme pain because I have to write down so many sinful reactions. I have filled volumes after volumes of books with the sinful reactions of these two rascals. I'm overworked just with these two." So when Yamaraj heard that Lord Chaitanya had taken all the reactions of these Jagai Mata, he fainted in ecstasy. This is how merciful Lord Chaitanya is. He takes our disqualifications and gives us love of Krishna. In Zurich I gave a lecture about this, and this lecture will repeat some of the points which we made there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives love of Krishna. And this love of Krishna is described to be a rasa. Rasa means there are two meanings for this Sanskrit word. The rasa or bhakti rasa is a the first meaning is it's like a juice, like a liquid. And the second meaning is the meaning which we are using it in our philosophical explanations, is that it is a certain taste which comes in the relationship which we have towards Krishna. I think you all can understand that in a relationship there is a certain taste. For instance, I have a very good relationship to Atata and Danishta because we were pilgrims together in Mayapur. We were together in the same pilgrim party for, I don't know, was it 10 days, something like 10 days or 12 days? Yeah. Exactly 10 days. Atata and Anishta, we were together at the most holy places. For instance, in Kanai Natashala, that's where Lord Chaitanya first saw Krishna. And because we were celebrating Govardhan Parikram there, we took many buckets from the Ganga and poured them over the Govardhan Shila at the place where Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna for the first time. And then at the end, when we were on our way to Calcutta, the Nishta gave me a picture of the deities of, I forgot the names actually, who were worshipped there. What are the names?
Radha Krishna Kanai Lala.
Radha Krishna Kanai Lala. So, this has cemented our relationship very much. We were 10 days together, chanting and dancing, and taking prasadam, and totally forgetting the mind and the body. And there is now a certain increased taste in our relationship, because we did something so holy and saintly together as going through the different places in Sridhar Mayapur. This taste is rasa. Or some of you have married, just briefly, I know we have one young couple here who is just experiencing the taste in their relationship as something which is very pleasurable, which gives a great satisfaction. Srila Prabhupada, he once wrote to a grihastha couple, "May you always enjoy your relationship." Gave such a nice blessing, because there is a certain taste in human relationships, like friendships or the marital relationships, or for us brahmacharis and sannyasis, it's a more friendship between good Vaishnava friends, for parents, there's a certain sweet relationship in their relationship to their children also. So this is called rasa, a taste which comes in a relationship. It's something which comes from the heart to the heart. And love of Godhead is also a rasa. It's the highest rasa, because it is the taste which comes in our original relationship to Krishna. It's described when a devotee in the parental rasa, in the Vatsalya rasa, first sees Krishna. Then Krishna takes his clothes and he wipes the tears from the eyes of his devotees. The tears of ecstasy. Like, can you imagine a child when the mother cries and the child comes and takes and wipes the tears of the eyes? This is a very, very deep taste, a very great rasa. I can imagine our Matajis who are here, and who some of our Matajis desire to have children. This is natural. You know, and imagine your child climbs up your lap. "Oh, mother," and you are somehow crying, you know, and the child comes and takes the tears away from you. This is such a nice taste, such a good fear, ecstasy, you know. Or when the servant who is in Dasya Ras sees Krishna for the first time, then Krishna puts his lotus feet on the head of the devotee. And the devotee in this rasa of dasya feels so much ecstasy. The Lord puts his head on my head. Can you imagine how he feels such a sweet rasa? So this is what Lord Chaitanya wants to give us. The rasa of love of Godhead. The taste which comes in the relationship to Krishna. And this taste, or let us say this love of Godhead, it is described by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur not as a juice, but as a mellow, a liquid mellow. Therefore the word juice is quite good. It's a mellow, it's something which is liquid, and in order to take it, to really accept it, you have to bring a container. It's almost like this. If we say, we have the best water, Rupa Manjari has cooked this water and put it into this bottle. It is Tessino water. Please come and take this water. It is so good. At that time, you would also, all right, I mean, I also like water. Let me bring a container, a cup, so that it can be put in here. So if we want, sorry, I'm being so picturesque this morning. If we want the rasa, or the mellow, the sweet mellow of Krishna prema, we also have to bring a good container so that it can be put inside. The container must be our heart. But what type of heart we have to bring? What type of heart we have to bring so that the love of Krishna can be put in there? The heart which you have to bring has to have four qualifications. It's almost like, you know, a pot which is made of metal, and there are metal, sometimes there are pots which have four types of metals. You know, they are made of this, a mixture of four types of metals. So, you can only bring one heart. The heart which has a mixture of four types of qualities. And if you do not bring this heart, a container, you cannot take that wonderful rasa of love of Godhead. There's only one container. This the heart which you need is has to have the quality of humility. And this humility has four types of expressions. One is, we must be humbler than the straw in the street. We must be tolerant, more tolerant than the tree. And we must be free from the desire to expect honor, and we must be able to give honor ourselves, or respect ourselves, respect others. These are the four qualifications. Humbler than the straw in the street means actually that you have no material identification. Your identification is dasosmi or aham kinkara, I am a servant. To be tolerant as a tree, that is very interesting. It means to not protest when you are wronged, when someone does wrong to you, and to give service under all conditions, even if you are in l'amore, in love, or in pain, or in coldness, or in whatever is your condition, to do service. To give respect is clear, to be respectful towards others, and to not expect honor is also clear, or becomes possible if you understand everything which you have done so far is done by the mercy of Krishna. You are the instrument. I personally find it is very easy to be humble if one understands that he or she is an instrument. And it's very, very difficult to be humble. Extremely difficult to be humble if we forget that we are the instrument. But if we think that we are the independent controllers of our lives and enjoyers of our lives. Krishna always arranges that his devotees become humble. He does this through many ways. One way is that he takes something away from a devotee. A service he can take away from a devotee, or a reputation, as the biggest book distributor or the biggest manager, so on. Krishna is known to make his devotee humble. And there is a reason why Krishna wants to make his devotee humble. Krishna wants that the devotee can accept or keep the ras, love for him. He's doing this for this purpose, because Krishna knows that the devotee may want so many things, but the best thing for the devotee is to get love of Krishna. He knows this. Therefore, even when the devotees want so many other things, Krishna sometimes just forces him. No! I'm taking this away from you. Don't be foolish. Don't be attached. And I'm making you humble so that you can actually accept the taste or the love of Krishna. See, why do we now become so happy when we see the sun is gone? I don't know if you become happy, but the sun is just falling on me. And I'm beginning to feel very strong now and very enthusiastic. Today the sun is just extremely nice. And very, very nice. I'm appreciating the sun very much because it's winter time and it's usually very dark and cold, even in our Ramakeli project, isn't it? So after a dark night, the sun becomes especially welcome. Dobro došli sunce, isn't it, Gurangi? So in the same way, we become very appreciative of the treasure of Krishna consciousness when we are, by Krishna's arrangements, made humble. Krishna, just like after a dark night, the sun becomes very, very pleasurable. In the same way, Krishna consciousness becomes very tasty, even for a beginner in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna has once again made us humble, taking everything away. A proud person, a proud fool, cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness. So therefore Krishna sometimes gives us a little dark night, so that we become a little humble, so that we again can enjoy the beauty of Krishna consciousness in a wonderful way. So this was just an explanation how Krishna in this life, this is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the Yasyaham Anagrinami verse, how in this life Krishna is expert to take away things from the devotee so that the devotee can appreciate Krishna consciousness. But let us go back to the main subject. To really remain in a humble state of mind, you have to understand that you are an instrument and be in that instrument consciousness that, oh, I am a servant of Krishna. And I want to tell you a little leela, a leela which I personally like very much, about how Krishna once made the demigods humble. The demigods were one time very proud because they had somehow or other won a battle against the demons. We know that there is, just like there is a constant struggle between the mode of ignorance and passion and the mode of goodness. Do you sometimes also experience this struggle in your life? It's a constant struggle. Even in the lecture, we are struggling. That, we feel tired. That's the mode of ignorance. And our mind goes into the day and we plan the day. Then I'm doing this, and then I'm doing this, and then I'm doing this. And then, again, the mode of goodness goes, let me be peaceful now. This is such a nice morning. And we are discussing the subject, the secret of how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Let me somehow gain this knowledge, keep it in my heart and practice it.
This is it's going our Tesino recording studio, our mini recording studio is getting some reparation. So just like the modes of ignorance and passion are all with struggling with the sattva-gun, all even in our lives, there is a struggle between the demons who are conducted by ignorance and passion and the demigods who are conducted by sattva-gun. Always going on in the universe. So at one time, the demigods were victorious over the demons, and they were very proud. We made it. We were so intelligent and so strong. And they had an Ishtagosti, a meeting on one mountain. They were talking, we did it so well. We are so strong, actually. Now, all of a sudden, they saw a mystical being. It's described to be a yaksha. Coming out of the air and coming on the mountain. Imagine, you know, we have here the there we have the mountain. Imagine all of a sudden a personality which would look like the sun would come there. This was the situation. So Indra wanted to know who's that. And he sent Agni over to this person to find out who he was. And Agni came to this yaksha who was full of light and asked, "Who are you?" The yaksha looked at Agni and said, "I think it's better if you introduce yourself first. You know, when you are an inferior person, you shouldn't ask just a superior person, who are you, but you should introduce yourself. I am Artada Prabhu, Artadada. I am this humble servant of Hridayananda Goswami." This is how we introduce ourselves in spiritual circles. We give our... first actually we say, I am the humble servant of Srila Prabhupada, or Sri Vishnupada, or Hridayananda Goswami. You know, we first identify ourselves as a servant, and then we say, "And my name is so and so." This is how an inferior person approaches a superior person. He introduces himself first, and then he asks, "May I know who you are?" So the yaksha, so Agni came in a very proud way, "Who are you?" And the yaksha said, I think it's better if you introduce yourself first. "I'm Agni," said Agni Dev. "Who?" asked the yaksha. "I said, you don't know Agni?" "No, it's not so." "Please describe what you can do." "What I can do? I can burn anything." "Acha," said the yaksha. And he produced a little straw. "Please burn this straw." "Burn the straw?" But when Agni tried to burn the straw, it did not burn. His power to burn was gone. He tried again and again with all his might. This might is so powerful, he can burn the universe if he wants. But he could not burn a single piece of straw. Krishna, there was no power in him any longer. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And the yaksha said, I don't think you will be able to understand me. Go send someone else." So Agni went back to the devatas and went to Va, and you know, he was very, very afraid and very miserable what just had happened to him. He went to Vayu, and Vayu was sent to find out. Vayu again, you know, asked, "May I know who you are?" The Yaksha again said, "I really think it is more befitting if you introduce yourself first." Okay, said Vayu, "I am Vayu." "Va who? Va who?" "Vayu. You're not familiar with Vayu?" "I'm..." "No, no," said the Yaksha. "Please describe what you can do." "Oh," said Vayu, "I can carry with my strengths anything and everything away. This is my potency. I can even carry planets away." "Aha," said the Yaksha, "very interesting." And he took a piece of straw and put it before Vayu. "Please blow the straw away." And again, you know, Vayu was very humiliated, but he tried, but he couldn't move it. He tried with all his power, the power which really moves the planets in their orbit, but Vayu was powerless to carry away the straw. He had to go back to the demigods with a sunken head, and he reported to Indra what had just happened to him. He had lost all his power in the face of the Yaksha. He was powerless. So Indra was very intelligent. He understood something in his heart. Could it be, he asked himself, that the Lord is not satisfied with our mood? And he went there very fast. He wanted to find out whether or not this being was maybe the Lord who had taken this form to give the demigods a lesson. And then he came. The Yaksha was no longer there. He had disappeared. But instead of the Yaksha, the most beautiful of women, Uma Devi, was there. See, Indra is very attached to women, and the women have a lot of power over him. So Indra came and saw this beautiful woman. He said, "Do you know who that was?" And Uma Devi began to preach to them. And Indra really accepted it immediately. This being was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma. By him, you have your strengths to do anything, to act anything, and so on. And he has mercifully taken the strengths away from you, so that you can understand that you are only instruments, nothing more. You are totally dependent on the Supreme Personality of God. You have become proud again because you think it was due to your strengths that you have been victorious over the demigods. But this is an illusion. It was because the Lord has given you the strength to become victorious and to defeat the demigods. It's only because of him. So this is one of the many stories which are there in the Vedic scriptures, which show us how the Lord makes an arrangement to help us to become humble. Because if we do not develop a heart which is Trinadapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena, then we will not be able to really accept the rasa or the juice of love of Krishna. It is not possible. The secret of spiritual life is known to a devotee who wants to do anything and everything in his or her capability to become a humble servant of Guru and Krishna. Because the devotee knows, if I can be the four points of humility, then only will I be able to get the juice or the rasa of love of Krishna. Krishna prema pradayati. Lord Chaitanya distributes, is there, he distributes free Krishna prema, but only to those who can bring the cup of humility. Otherwise, sorry, either he says you don't get it, usually he doesn't. There is a very nice little leela which you should know from Chaitanya Leela. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when he showed his Mahaprakash, his godliness, his being God, he asked his different devotees to ask for blessings. And Advaita Acharya asked for a very important blessing. Advaita Acharya is the personality who called the Lord to come down to this planet. Lord Chaitanya said, only because Nara, my Nara, he called Advaita Acharya Nara, that was the loving name which Lord Chaitanya gave him. Because you called, I came. He said, your calling was so loud, it woke me up from this my slumber. Then I had to come and I came to this place. Now Nara asked for a blessing. The Vedacharya said, I want that you give love of Godhead to everyone, even the most fallen people. But please don't give it to the following people, to those who are proud of their academic learning, of their knowledge, and so on. Don't give them love of Godhead. Everyone else should get it, please. And Lord Chaitanya, he roared in ecstasy, yes, I will do. So this was my presentation. I hope you feel encouraged by it. Sometimes when devotees hear a lesson on humility and the heart, they naturally become introspective. They ask, how is my heart? Is it qualified enough? Is there the qualities of humility? And then they look, I'm far from being qualified. And they become depressed. But my dear devotees, why shouldn't we be humble? Give me a reason, a good reason. We are naturally in a humble position. We are little part and parcels of Krishna. Our natural position is to be just a small spark of the Lord. If we become more spiritual, if we ask the question who we really are, we will find out, yeah, there's good reason to be humble. And a person who is humble becomes happy. proud person cannot become happy in spiritual life. Good. This is all which I wanted to say today in the morning class. Do you have any questions regarding this? Those devotees, Bhakta Labhya Prabhu asked, who have a personal relationship to the spiritual master and can associate with him, they can easily, you know, experience the rasa, also a taste in their relationship. How is it with those who don't have the opportunity to associate with them, with their spiritual master on a personal way? Well, we of course all know that there are two types of association, Vapu and Vani. Now, when I was a young devotee, I always wanted to have the Vani of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada knew this, and therefore he once invited me to give him a massage, because I really wanted to be close to my spiritual master. I think it is very natural. So later, at that time, you know, we were reading the books and we were translating when Prabhupada was there. But I remember I never really understood what it means to serve Prabhupada's vani or his instructions. It was a point also which somehow did not come up very often in our lectures which we heard at that time, because Prabhupada was present. And now later, when Srila Prabhupada had already disappeared, Vani became our only possibility to associate with Srila Prabhupada as his disciples. And we had to think very deeply about Vani. We really had to make an endeavor to understand Vani and become fully accomplished or at least associating in Vani. And I remember something which was very, very instrumental for me. See, Srila Prabhupada had given me the instruction to preach to the German-speaking people. That's a direct instruction which I have from Prabhupada. And I remember I did not like to preach in Germany any longer, because I felt the Germans are just so German. And therefore, I went to Sweden. I remember this. I ran away because I liked the Swedish more. They were more peaceful and more, you know, reserved and so on. And I stayed in Göteborg, I remember. So at that time, all the devotees, they were, Shokumar was just buying the, you know, he just had found the Heidelberg temple, and they were just getting ready to get this place. And they phoned me many times, come back to Germany. And I, no, I will never come back. Remember this very distinctly. Many letters were coming and so on. And I, no. Even if my GBC comes personally and asks me, I will not go. So, but at the same time, I was very much feeling a need to establish my relationship with Srila Prabhupada again. I was praying actually to Prabhupada, and I remembered actually that Prabhupada had given me the instruction to preach in Germany. And I remember I was praying to Prabhupada, please, I don't want to come to Germany, but you want me to be in Germany. Krishna, what to do? And at that time I remember, but if I want to be close to Prabhupada, I must surrender to his Vani. And I remember in the same evening, in the same night, I was just going asleep, I saw Prabhupada entering into the Brahmachari ashram. He was, like Prabhupada was always with me, he was like a strong father with me, because I was so young, I had lost my father. And Prabhupada, he was for me like a fatherly figure. He came with like very strong, and he said, why do you hesitate? Go to Germany, everything will be taken care of you. He appeared like this in a state. It was not night. I remember this very it was in the afternoon, and I had eaten halava. You all know what this means. One feels very tired, and I was just hanging out in the Brahmachari room, you know, to wait until it was digested a little bit. You know, I was there, and I was not directly sleeping. It was like in the state of consciousness between, and I got such a strength from it that immediately I called the train. I don't know if I called. I think I asked one devotee who knew Swedish to look at the timetables when the next train would go to Germany. Packed my things and went to Heidelberg. I don't think I even told the devotees in Heidelberg. And I remember from that time on, if a devotee concentrates on the Vani of his spiritual master, of the instructions of the spiritual master, he can become very close to the spiritual master. But if, for instance, a devotee who is physically very close, but he just doesn't do what the spiritual master asks him, either he forgets all the time or he just doesn't do it, then he's very, very far from the spiritual master. Extremely far. So in a devotee, it's even recommended for devotees, at least for young devotees, to not come too close to the spiritual master, because they will create aparad or offenses. It's best to serve the Vani really and develop a deep relationship, a real relationship to the spiritual master. I know naturally we are human beings, we want to be close to our spiritual master, and I think it's natural. I mean, in the old times when Prabhupada came to Europe, we all went from Germany to where Prabhupada was. Everyone was around him, and he wanted that also. He instructed us, and he taught us, and he said, sometimes in the morning, he said in Paris, I remember, today we want to sing a new song. Then he had his servant distributing the new song, and then we learned from him how to sing Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana. These moments are, of course, very sweet. Or when he came to the airport, I remember he got a huge plate always of fruits, and then he ate a little, and then he called all of us and distributed prasadam from his plate. And we, you know, but we, all of us didn't want really the fruits. We wanted that what Prabhupada had sucked on. But he never would give this. You know, he would only give all fruits. So we had to start to fight afterwards for it, you know. Hare Krishna. I think it's natural when the spiritual master is there, we should try to be with him. We should try to do service. We should try to get Mahaprasadam like anything. It's very important for our spiritual advancement. Yeah. I think it's natural. And I also want to thank those of you who are coming from Italy and other countries to associate. It's very nice. But we also have to learn to experience the Vani. And you can only experience it if you are prepared to act according to the instructions and just do it. All of a sudden, you feel the closeness which one wants to feel as a disciple. Much more can be said on this subject. I want to make one other point on this subject, but maybe I will make it at another time. You know, when I come to a temple like this, I have about 5 points which I want to speak about, and maybe I will speak about it in another time. Are there other questions? That's very nice. Then we will stop here at this time. Thank you very much. I will talk to Bhaktalabhya Prabhu more or less now, and then we will talk about the program. I know that several of you will stay up till Wednesday evening, and then we will we will draw up the program so that you know what is happening, and also that maybe congregational members or anyone who wants to come knows when what is happening. So we also wanted to say, those of you who don't know, Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu has come to Ramakeli, and also his wife Gurangi, Devi Dasi. They have these two devotees. What to introduce devotees to you? Very nice Grihastha couple in Heidelberg, and they will develop a new field. That is a Krishna conscious business, which is also combined with preaching to the congregation. One of these days I want to tell you about our plans for the congregation in Germany. Very, very nice plans, and I think very inspiring. Shivishnupad is also totally into it. We make now a big Namhata gathering during Pfingsten. The English word for Pfingsten, I think, is Pentecost or something. And he will also come and give a series of lecture called The Nectar of Instruction. It will be from that book. So on. Is Vrindavan Purandana also coming? Very good. Very good. So let us end here. Let me say, I'm very happy to be here again. Zurich was very strenuous, and when we come to Ramakeli, it's like coming to the family, you know. One feels so finally some, you know, nice preaching to the devotees, but also a little more peaceful atmosphere. Feeling very happy here, especially in the morning, the temple, the sun, you know, greets the deities. Maybe we should make something like a hole, you know, here, so that the sun can have darshan of Gornitai. Do you see? It's amazing. The sun is. Oh, I want to have darshan. going on. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrī Śrī Gaura Nitāya ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.